I'm happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Rabbi Martin Levy. He will be speaking at the Hamakom congregation on Thursday, October 21st at St. Bede's Church, and his talk is about Buber and Heschel, 20th century American thinkers. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be with you today.
So tell us about these two thinkers and how you chose them for your talk.
I was invited by the leaders of Hamakom to give a special lecture this fall. One of my special interests for many years is Jewish philosophy. I did my master's in Jewish philosophy. And I thought two of the most significant thinkers and writers in the 20th century were Abraham Heschel and Martin Buber, who are both Europeans who later in their lives came to America and taught.
Right.
So I thought this was the ideal kind of topic. Many folks from the congregation were interested in contemporary religious philosophy, and that's how we chose this subject.
Now, when you talk about Jewish philosophy, what is specifically Jewish about it?
In part, the Jewishness is based on their own historical and biographical background, their own training in their younger years. Buber was considered a prodigy, raised by his grandfather, never went to any kind of parochial or private public school. He was simply tutored for many years, and then as a teenager was recognized as a scholar and became a student of Hasidism in the beginning of the 20th century. He was probably the first European thinker to write some definitive essays and then later some books on the development of Hasidism in the 17 and 1800s. And then from there, he went on to develop his philosophy of dialogue, which was offered in the form of the book I and Thou, published in the early 1920s. So that his own Jewishness, his own extraordinary intellectual background kind of shaped his Jewish thinking.
The philosophy of dialogue, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by the essence of dialogue, Buber developed this very short and sweet book. And it wasn't, in a sense, a unique or a new idea, but he took the notion of a profound interchange or reciprocal give and take between both speaker and listener and called that the life of the dialogue or the life of dialogue. He said that in every encounter there's a moment of potential dialogue between human and human, between man and woman, between man and man.
What about man and God or woman and God?
And the extension of that, as he said, extended the lines of relationship lead to the dialogue between man and God. But as you and I know, we live in a world defined by objects. And most of the time we deal with other human beings as objects. We need things, we require things, we teach things, we work for things, we use the other human being as an objective opposite in order to create those situations and those consequences. And Buber was talking about dialogue as the ideal, the stretching of the human soul towards a true relationship where the objective status of the other person is no longer important. It's what goes on between the two persons that really matters.
And tell us just a little bit about Heschel.
Heschel is born about 30-some years after Buber. Heschel was born in the early part of the 20th century. He was a scion of a famous Hasidic family from Poland. He was recognized as a genius as a young boy. And as a teenager, the question in his family was, should he just be completely trained as a traditional rabbi, or should he be given the opportunity to go to Berlin and study philosophy, which he requested of his uncle and his father in order to become a doctor of philosophy in religion. And the decision was made in the early 1920s to let him go to Berlin and pursue his rabbinical studies as well as a doctorate degree in philosophy, which was very unusual for someone in his community, since it was your Hasidic world of Eastern Europe was very organic and self-enclosed. They rarely would let a young student out, so to speak, to go into the modern secular university world. Heschel was such an amazing writer. As a young student in his early 20s, he already published a book in Yiddish. He wrote poems that were published by various magazines in Germany. And he was recognized when he came to Berlin as a budding potential a great scholar. And he had the capacity to write in three or four languages. So by the early 30s, he had basically finished his studies in phenomenology and had completed his doctorate. The problem was that the Nazis had already taken over Germany at that point. And in order to receive a PhD in those days, you had to have your book published. No one would publish his book because he was Jewish. So it was a real conundrum. It was a difficult time. Eventually he went back to Poland and fortunately got out of Poland and was in Berlin again in 1935-36. His doctorate was accepted and published, and thanks to the reform movement of the Jewish world in America, he was saved from the Nazi onslaught and brought to Cincinnati approximately 1937, I believe, and that's how he was rescued and able to continue his life and become a great American professor. So Heschel had exerted an enormous influence in American religious life, not only for the Jewish community, but also for the Catholic and the Protestant community. He was chosen to go see Pope John the 23rd in 1961 to represent the Jews and speak to him about the idea of absolving the Jewish community of the crucifixion of Jesus, which came about thanks to John's encyclical. He then became champion of the civil rights movement, marched with Martin Luther King in Montgomery and Selma in 55-56. And in the late 60s, he was very notable anti-Vietnam War protester and marched with Dr. King in Washington against the Vietnam War. So his influence extended throughout the entire American community.
Rabbi Martin Levy will be speaking at the Hamakom congregation about these two great thinkers, Buber and Heschel, on Thursday, the 21st of October at 7th at St. Bede's Church. I'm sorry it's time to go. There's so much more to say,
you.
But maybe we can have you on another time.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.